SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right. Good morning, Tampa Bay. And thanks for tuning in to AM 860, The Answer. Myself, Josh Levinson, and Scott Levinson should have the answers for you. At least we hope so, but we want your opinion, and then we'll get to the right answer. Give us a call at 877-969-8600. We have a rock and roll show for you today, I believe. We've got a lot of topics to discuss, but I always like to start out the show thanking our military. Yesterday was Armed Forces Day. God bless the military, the men and women. All the people listening all the way down there in Port Charlotte, all the way to Crystal River and over to Lakeland, we do appreciate you here in the Tampa Bay area and our firemen and firewomen out there fighting the fires for us, saving lives, taking care of people, first responders. God bless them. And never want to forget our teachers. They're doing the best they can with the cards they are dealt, and I hope they're being objective and fair with our kids and teach them right. So want to get that out of the way and let everybody know. And welcome, as always, Josh. Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. We've got a great weekend of sports continuing into today. Obviously, we've got our Lightning playing this afternoon. Nice to have a little matinee playoff hockey on a Sunday. Yeah, the Preakness yesterday. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, this is good.
This PGA tournament has been fantastic.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tiger Woods. Withdrawn, first time since he was an amateur at the U.S. Open that he withdrew. I don't blame him for it. That's a fun discussion we need to have, and I want to talk about that after I introduce Scott. Scott Levinson, running for County Commissioner, District 1, and he needs your support, and he's a good guy to take over that position and do a good job for the people in District 1. I believe he'll fit your criteria a lot better than the current establishment. Good morning, Scott. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Wonderful day out. It doesn't look like we got all this rain we expected all weekend, and just enjoying Tampa Bay.
Amen, brother. That's why we live here and appreciate it and love it. So, getting in Tiger Woods, we'll start it off with that. Josh, I want to ask you a question, and then Scott, you answer after Josh. You know, if you're let's say you're in the second round and you're 10 over and you're out of it on the 14th hole. You just go, you know what? Not feeling it. I'm going to walk off the course. Is that wrong?
It's wrong for all the kids who paid to come see him play today. You know what I mean? It's kind of like what we talk about with the NBA when they take the rest days and that sort of thing, that you only have X amount of opportunities to see these players and whatnot. I think the thing with me with Tiger is that he said that he was in great shape. And he said that he was strong, he was feeling as good as he ever has been, and so I guess that's where it's kind of disappointing that you are going to quit after a bad day. You know what I mean? It's like there's other guys that are out there, they're struggling as well. So I get it. For him, it's his best decision to be able to compete long-term, but obviously because there is the entertainment aspect of professional sports, part of what generates the revenue for their pockets and everything, you do feel bad for especially the kids that, you know, thought they were going to go get to see Tiger for the first time today, and they're not going to.
Interesting concept. I get that. Scott, what's your thoughts about that?
Well, as Joshua said, I agree with that. A lot of people were on that course for one reason, to see Tiger Woods. Now, I've got a sort of a different take on it. He withdrew, I guess, because, he was hurting, obviously, limping. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't in what I'll call medical distress. You know, it wasn't like, oh, my God, he's got to get off the course right now or he's going to. And maybe you don't think of it this far, but maybe you don't play, but you continue on with the guys in the round. Maybe you withdraw, ask for a golf cart, at least, you know, at least finish the round with your bunch, you know, wave to the people, you're still there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You know, like Joshua said, there's a lot of people there that just wanted to see him.
Sure.
I think there's other ways, especially, like I said, it wasn't like, oh, my God, he's got to get to the hospital.
No. And
how many holes were left?
Well, he'd play 18 today.
So. Okay.
I have a little different take on it. I'm right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm okay with him doing it. It's very ironic that it was his 79th round in a PGA championship, okay, and he shot 79. Kind of weird, man. It's funny how numbers happen. But, you know, if somebody's out of it, I get it, man. What am I playing for? Nothing. Bye-bye from high life. I don't have a problem with it. That's me, though.
You just nailed it right there. What are you playing for? Are you playing for yourself? Are you playing for your earnings? Are you playing for your long-term health? Are you playing for the fans? Are you playing in dedication of...
it's something I paid my dues to become a professional golfer, hit thousands of balls. It's on me.
But I think
I get the final choice.
Yeah, I think that answer is different for everyone. If you take this outside of golf, basketball is the biggest one because you have the maintenance days, the rest days, the travel days. And like I have always been of the fact that, look, the number one goal is to win a championship. There's no question about it, and so that's why, you know, you have the guys that rest, and it tends to work out. The Heat gave Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry so many rest days all throughout the season. Look at them now. They're up 2-1, just two more wins away from the finals.
But they're at the game.
I do like your idea, Scott. I really
do. But they're at the game, and they're signing autographs.
If I was asked to do that, if you said, hey, Patrick, I know you're out of it, and I know you normally walk off and say thank you for the memories, I'm done for this weekend – okay, but can you be cool and ride with the guys? I'd appreciate it.
We got all
that. I would do that.
We lost our cookies when Isaiah walked off the court before the game was over.
Yeah.
And it was only less than a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I get it, man. I just, you know, I'm sorry. There's something to be said for doing that, but I don't think so. I think the guy has the right to make that choice. That's my opinion.
Does he have the right? Of course. He's
and
he shouldn't get
chastised for it is my point. That's how I feel about it.
Let me ask you a question.
He's a quitter, though. Call it what it is. He quit. You don't support that in general.
You got mad at John. I remember the show. You were upset that day John Daly just kept hitting the ball.
No, I thought it was funny.
Well, it was funny, but what I'm saying is it's just the same thing, different.
Would you feel this way if a quarterback decide, you know, you're down four touchdowns in the second half, or even to make the exact equivalent?
It's 45-28, and there's 1 minute left.
Not 1 minute left. It's the end of the third quarter, entering the fourth, if we're going to continue with this analogy.
And how many am I down? Four touchdowns?
How many strokes was Tiger down? Whatever equivalence you want to make it. It's a blowout, whatever reason. But still, you're not supposed to quit.
It's 35-7. Why risk injury, number one? Why even, you know, get somebody else some action? I don't have a problem with it.
So if a player were to come up to the coach on the sideline, not the coach saying, all right, we're going to pull the starters. If a player goes up to a head coach and says,
I'm not feeling it, man. I'm going to sit
you
out.
You would be okay with that?
I wouldn't jump for joy over it, but I'd get it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the game's over. If the game's over, Josh, for all intents and purposes, then that's fine. What I'm saying is in the second round, I'm 10 over. I'm not making the cut with four holes left. It's over. It's done.
So for you, it's the winning is the ultimate goal.
You betcha.
There's nothing about the fans, the entertainment aspect, who are helping put the money in these people's pockets.
They want me to win, or they could care less about it, and they'll drop me in a New York second. You know how fans are. So let's how we get on corporations for not taking care of the employees. If we're going to say, oh, we got to do it for the fans, they could care less about the player. They forget about you tomorrow. Come on now. So if there was a true partnership there, Josh – yeah, and that segues to getting a stadium for the Rays. You know, is there really going to be a partnership or not? You know, that would be interesting.
Now this is a true interactive show.
That was funny, Scott.
When you get the phones ringing when you're on air.
Yes, like we're rocking, baby.
I guess the difference between a true partnership would be that the players are getting paid regardless, even if they're not performing, because that game salary, that game paycheck is still coming in. The exposure still coming in. Whereas for the fans, you're not always guaranteed the best product on the.
That's true.
So I guess that would be the difference. But yeah, I mean, look, winning is supposed to be the
As Al Davis said, baby, just win, baby, just win. I love that.
But I think there's another aspect of this is that the media surrounding golf, they're a little bit more protective than in the other sports.
Yes, very good point.
It's very insulated because they are with these same guys every single week. It's the same tournaments. It's the same people. They develop the friendships. Whereas if you're Greg Allman, you know, guy for the Bucks, local guy,
right.
you're only going to see, you know, maybe Falcons players or other players like that every so often. True. Whereas this, you know, which is why that book, I don't know how much you have met, but the book coming out about Phil Mickelson.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. Vito, hang in there with us. We're going to get to you in just 2 minutes. I want to talk about that, Josh, about you're saying the player quitting and this. What about the guys wanting to do their own tour and say, hey, PJ, hey, you're not a monopoly. We can do our thing, too. Do they have the right? You always say, of course, you have the right, Patrick. Do you see that they have a legitimate point and shouldn't get chastised for that?
It's starting your own thing, absolutely. American dream, entrepreneurship, everything else. The issue with Phil is that the money is very, very, very dirty. Very, very, very dirty. It's not even a gray area.
You don't think everybody gets in business in bed with people they shouldn't?
Everyone doesn't get in bed with Saudi Arabia.
People do.
I think it begs it. And when you look at all the connecting pieces, if you look at all the connecting pieces of Phil and the $40 million that he lost in sports betting in a 4-year span. And
investing.
It's very clear that the man loved to party. He loved to be very risky with his investments. I think it's worth asking, why are him and Greg Norman so committed to going after this?
I'll tell you why. Because they're just trying to stick it to the PGA, baby. Okay, you're not going to have a monopoly. Let's get it on.
Wait,
I'm going to settle everything I have to settle. And if I have to get in bed with some people I shouldn't, you know what? Let's get it on.
I can go with what you're saying till you got to the point of dirty money. And let me tell you something. Do not sit here and talk about dirty money with Phil Mickelson or Greg Norman when you've got the NBA, LeBron, all that. No. You don't get much dirtier than China. And I'm sorry. I don't want to hear
He would say that too.
Yeah, they're both dirty.
Yeah, they're both dirty. How about the politicians getting in bed all around the country, getting money from other countries? It's just the way it is.
We were called racist because we jumped on LeBron about that.
That's true. Yeah.
Vito, sorry, we were.
Vito, thanks for your patience. Good morning. What's happening?
What's your Mama Luke doing this morning?
We're just rocking and rolling, man. We're going to talk a little PGA action, then we'll talk about the Rays and the Lightning. We're going to have a good time. So
Listen.
Yes.
I got to chime in, all right?
Yes.
There are a selected few, okay, a selected few people that could go out there and do what these guys do for the money that they get. If you can't stay out there and you, quote, unquote, quit, I got a real problem with that. Real problem with that. It's like that. I don't understand. There are hundreds of thousands of people that want to play these particular sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, tennis, whatever. You know, you got to leave an event because of an injury, medical, physical, even mental.
Yeah.
Fine.
Mentally, I don't want to play anymore. I'm done, Vito. How about that one?
Yeah, you're done. Okay.
And you're not paying me because I didn't make the cut, so I'm not going to make any money this weekend.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's so many people that will go out there and play.
Well, then have them hit 1,000 balls a day and sacrifice.
They do.
They're just not as good.
Well, then you know what? That's luck, lottery, and draw. So, do you have a problem?
I got a problem with it.
Okay, Vito, do you have a problem with Phil Mickelson and Norman trying to start their own thing?
You know what? What they said before about dirty money, how dirty is it? How dirty is the other money, like the China money, like Scott just said? You know, whatever. You want to start your own thing? I don't like the monopoly, like you said. Go ahead and do it. If somebody else gets out there and does it, go ahead and go and do it as well. I don't care. You know, Mickelson got in trouble because he opened his mouth a little bit. whether it was supposed to be, for the public or not, I got a problem with that, too, if it wasn't. You know, and for a 30-second conversation, this guy's getting, you know, I'm a Mickelson fan, so I'm biased a little bit. But, you know, I don't think he took the heat he took from this. Forget about the $40 million. So who cares? It's his money. He can bet it. He wants to bet it. Do it, I think, what he wants to do. He's always been outspoken about the PGA. It's documented. It's been for years. So don't go and tell me, oh, this is the first time. No, it's not, because that's where he is. That's where he's always been for a while.
Yep. Vito, we're up against a hard break. I want to thank you for calling in. You take care. Have a wonderful day. Always love hearing from you. And, you know, it's great to have callers like you, because we don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree and still be civil to each other after. It'd be nice if our politicians would do the same thing. Vito, God bless you. Take care. Have a good weekend. And you're listening to AM 860 The Answer, The Sports Zone. And we'll be back here in just a short time out. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Game with Phil Grandy.
Prices keep going up and up and up. That's called inflation. There's nothing worse than inflation to kill our economy. And the stocks just continue to go up until they're not going to go up anymore. And when is that? That's when there's so much inflation, and when it gets to a point you can't meet all your bills, that's when the market crashes.
Phil's Game, weekdays at 3 on AM 860, The Answer.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated, and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net. and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
AM 860, The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, welcome back. Appreciate you tuning in to AM 860, The Answer. I need to do a shout-out, Scott. This is a gentleman you and I both know, Calvin McGee. Yes. God rest his soul.
Yes.
You know, great guy. He and I used to hang out. I used to work out with him, throw the football with him. He helped me get up to Canada. And great tight end for the Bucks. Just a solid dude. Great coach, man. He was a guy, whatever your personality was, he'd find a way to coach you and work with you. Because, you know, as you like to joke around with me, which is fine, I'm opinionated and hard-headed at times. It's just who I am. But he would go, "Come on, Patrick, let's use common sense here. What do you think really is the best play? What do you really think we should do here?" And it was the right way to come across to somebody like me. And he did it with everybody, you know. And if you're down in the dumps, you know, he'd bring you out of it and say, "Hey, come on, man. You're going to throw some interceptions. Just let's go." Just a great class act. Helped out Bob Henriquez at TC. Just a good guy. And, you know, great article in a Tampa paper yesterday. So shout out to them for doing a good job. And prayers go out to Rosie and the family and everybody and the grandkids. It's just sad. 59 is too early. Scott, as you and I both know, man, we want to be around here another 30 years, brother. And we want to check out in our bed with our grandkids around us, brother. And that's cool. That's when it's cool, man. So, Calvin, God bless you, man. Up in heaven, I'm sure of it. No doubt in my mind. And thanks for everything, man. And you good will be dude. Remembered.
Very good, dude, man.
Helped out at Tampa Bay, you know.
Very good, dude.
Youth football all the time. So just wanted to share that with everybody. Let's switch gears now. A little baseball action. Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson throw jabs at each other. Now, Josh, you know, do you think he was out of line? That's the question of the day.
I never feel comfortable determining whether someone is or isn't out of the line when we don't know intent and we don't know exactly everything there is. But putting together tea leaves and everything, Josh Donaldson doesn't have the best reputation around baseball. But, and you know, again, it's all hearsay. I've never met the guy. But based off of previous secondhand comments about him and other, I think there was, he did not mean well by it. I think it was negative intent. I think he knows what he was doing. I think he's very cognizant and aware.
Is it fair to say it was a jab? To say it was racist, I think we're really stretching a little bit.
And that's
here.
Where I think it's getting into syntax. It's up to all of us to determine where our moral compasses are drawn. It's there was ill intent meant. Whether where you draw the line between malicious and racist, I think is, you know, again, that's kind of subjective for everyone. He did not mean well by it. It's not something that should be condoned. It's if it happened at your place of work, you know, it would be a, you know, HR violation that would then lead to possibly someone getting fired.
If I said I'm the next great salesman and the guy's name was Jack Jones, and then the guys were like, oh, Highland, good month. Good job, Jack. Or, hey, man, I didn't get good leads, or I didn't get good seminars. Hey, you'll be all right, Jack. You know, is that they're coming at me racial or just giving me a shot?
I'll reframe it. Tony La Russa said that he thinks it was racist. Do we, you know, it's like, I think everything's just subjective. Do you think that he's telling the truth? Do you agree with it? You know, like,
it's all interpretation. That's a great point. But here would be the thing. If Scott here said, hey, I'm the next Moses, right? And, you know, I see him and he's not doing well, or he gets me aggravated. Yeah, okay, Moses. Am I making fun of his Jewish heritage, or I'm just making a comment about what he said, as Tim Anderson said, you know, I'm the next Jackie Robinson. So you put yourself in that position, and then you get hit with this. Now you can't have it both ways.
And that's where, to Josh's credit, he says that it was an inside joke with Anderson.
Yes.
So if that's true, then, you know, who are we to question it? That's the thing. If it was, it's kind of like where people get upset about stand-up comedians making jokes and stuff.
True.
If it is a joke, then okay, it was a joke. Like, there's nothing to be caught up about. But if that's just an excuse afterwards.
Anderson hasn't denied what he said. He has not denied that they have had these incidences together in the past where he referred to him as Jackie. He did not deny that that happened. I will say this, when you look at the interview, when Donaldson is saying all that, if he is lying, he is one of the smoothest cats. Because, I mean,
and he doesn't have a reputation for that. Josh is right. His reputation isn't exactly top shelf, so that hurts him. But in this case, it helps him because he isn't that slick or smooth. So,
well, that's my thing.
He's telling the
truth. If what he was saying, if what Donaldson's saying, and these are all ifs, I discredit, discount, and I am absolutely think Tony La Russa is a fool.
Tony La Russa, but
is a fool. He wasn't there. No. He doesn't have firsthand knowledge.
Right.
He said he wasn't going to comment. He said he wasn't going to comment, and then he commented.
There's some really important context to the previous interview that you keep referencing. When Tim Anderson said he felt like today's Jackie Robinson, it was because he felt like he was being judged and treated poorly. He didn't. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to be the next great, amazing baseball player.
Again.
It wasn't, I'm the next Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds. It was in reference specifically.
You mentioned about Josh Donaldson not having the best reputation. Tim Anderson has a reputation of, you know, complaining a lot too, Josh.
That's 100%. That's a separate thing. I'm just saying, if we're going to keep referencing this, well,
goes
Jackie.
Both ways again.
But if we're going to say if Tim referenced himself as Jackie Robinson, it wasn't because of being a great. So,
but it all comes down to if he has called him that a number of times in the past with no blowback about it, and they were just.
Now I'm going to use it against you because.
Right.
Yeah,
and, but for someone that wasn't there to pure hearsay,
that's all.
You how are you going to do that?
I'm going to stick up for my player Tim.
Then
I'm not
going to
talk about it.
Then stick
and that's
going to
be the
him.
End of it. But don't say it was racial when you didn't hear the exact
then you
thing
say
he said.
You're sticking up for him, and if he feels that way, then I'm going to support him.
That's all.
I don't know what really happened
because
he doesn't know what really happened.
But you can't say that. Then you're saying I don't believe my own guy.
No, I just said, you say that, but to say, I think he's been, you don't know that because you weren't there. Not only that, as a manager.
I respect that more, Josh.
Right.
Oh, we do, but he doesn't care about our opinion. And he cares about the guys in his clubhouse.
No, but anybody would
you
say,
talk
okay,
about someone that
he's
cares.
He's being objective, so man, let's investigate this. Where if he goes, oh, my player's always right, you know. So if Josh Donaldson was your player and told you that I didn't mean anything by it, you'd stick up for him too, right, Tony?
110%.
Of course he would.
110%. Absolutely.
We're also talking about a guy who isn't the cleanest, always keep my mouth shut and don't like controversy myself.
Yep.
And Mr.
Great manager,
Tony there.
Tampa guy. So, you know, I want to pull for him, root for him. But, yeah. You got to be careful.
The fact is, there's only two people that know the truth.
Exactly.
Okay, so should Rob Manfred do anything?
No.
No.
Should the Yankees do anything?
No. Nope. I don't think so.
What's
worse? Here we go again, Josh. You know what's funny about that? If I slide into you hard, I probably don't get as much heat as this. Or if I throw one and give you a little chin music, I don't get as much heat. And we get back to the old saying again, sticks and stones will break my bones. Words will never harm me. And that's where we need to get back to in this country.
This is more salacious. This is more fun. I mean, shoot, you want to take a big picture. The Chris Rock, Will Smith incident was in the news longer than the Buffalo shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has this Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial been in the news for?
Good
I mean,
points,
come on.
Brother.
Like,
good points, Josh.
We go
it's
back,
silly.
It's entertainment is what sells.
Oh.
A benches clearing brawl, it maybe moved the needle a little bit, but oh, a white guy called a black guy something racist. Oh, boy. Everyone gears up and gets into their trenches and already. I mean, it's what gets the people going.
You're right. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 877-969-8600. We're going to talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Lightning, baby. Up 2-0. Took two down in Sunrise, Florida against the Florida Panthers, the favorite to win it all. Next to the Colorado Avalanche. Looks like the Lightning could be in the finals here before we know it, baby. God bless Tampa Bay Lightning.
Where's our phone call from Mr. Florida Panthers are going to...
Yeah, Robbie. Come on, brother. Come on, Robbie.
Hello.
We're looking for you, brother. Hey, we're going to take a quick timeout, give you a little... SRN News, and we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. Stay in there with us. We're going to have an exciting last half an hour with the Lightning and the Rays and what's going on in hockey and basketball with the Celtics and the Heat. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An Israeli court has sentenced six Palestinian inmates to 5 years in prison for tunneling out of their cell last year and escaping from a high-security facility. It was the biggest prison break of its kind in decades. It sparked a massive manhunt in search for the men, who were members of a Palestinian terrorist group. They were recaptured days later. The five-year sentence will be added to the prison terms they were already getting. Russia ramping up its offensive in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the outcome of the grueling conflict will determine the fate of his country. Russia's military launching airstrikes, artillery barrages, and missile attacks in the industrial heartland today. And the Taliban has ordered all female TV news anchors in the country to cover their faces while they are on the air. This is SRN News.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Today, humid with clouds and sun. A spotty thunderstorm this afternoon, high 92. A spotty thunderstorm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and humid, low 76. Tomorrow, sun with areas of high clouds in the morning, and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a spotty shower, high 92. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Cheryl Golden for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Welcome back to the Zone. The Sports Zone here on a beautiful Sunday morning in Tampa Bay. AM 860. We have the answers, don't we, Josh? At least I think we do.
Absolutely. Only us. Nobody else has the answers. Just us.
Well, everyone's got answers. We're just the only ones with the correct
answers.
Absolutely.
Answers.
Everyone is allowed to be as wrong as they want to be. I tell my dad that all the time.
The facts. Don't let the facts get in the way of the argument, Josh. Okay, please. God forbid. Oh, man. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. How about my boy Jimbo Fisher and tricky Nicky Saban there, baby? Oh, yeah.
What did Saban say exactly?
I mean, he there was back and forth, and then Nick kind of retracted stuff, so it depends on where in the week. But basically, Nick came out saying that nobody would want... I'm absolutely paraphrasing right now, but he essentially said nobody would want to go to College Station unless you pay him to go there.
Yeah.
Is what he was basically saying, that nobody goes to Texas A&M because they want to. It's because, you know, how has Jimbo got this number one recruiting class at Texas A&M? Because he's paying for it, is basically what Nick was saying. Mm-hmm. And because Nick was at, it was an Alabama booster donation type thing, and they were basically asking him, hey, Nicky, why aren't we number one anymore? Like, what's going on here, Bubba?
Yeah, because guess what? The days of recruiting, in which he's great, guess what? Guess what Trump's... You know, the communication of saying, hey, Scott, I'm going to take good care of Josh. He's going to come here. Everything's going to be great. And you go, man, that guy Hyland's all right.
Is Alabama not offering money to players?
Oh, sure. But now.
No, are they? I mean, do we know that?
Nobody knows that. But that is exact. So that was Jimbo's response then to what Nick said, because Jimbo was pissed.
Yes,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
Yeah.
He was very, very, very upset and said, look, man, and again, Jimbo coached with Nick on his staff, so he knows the inner workings. Like, it goes back. And he said, look, man, you want to look into any of his teams, any of his staffs, you want to see how Ebelt is, you'll see a whole bunch of paper trails. So Jimbo, basically without exactly saying it, said, yeah, Nick's been doing the same thing forever.
Yeah.
And this is where they are both just completely hypocritical with everything they're saying, because the only reason that Nick is upset now is that now all the other teams are in the game and doing what he's been doing forever. The one thing about Alabama, whenever you ask around the SEC and around the country, is why do they have that advantage? It's because anything that Nick said would make the football team better, they get. He said he needed a jet, they'd get a jet. If he said you need another this, that, they would never say no.
That's right. Now
every other team has that same advantage
because
they're throwing money all over the place.
And here's the other thing that's funny,
but
Scott.
But you know what? Is that any different than, Florida State, where the men are men and the women are too, or women are women? You know, I have absolutely zero issue with the fact that Jimbo reacted that way. He's a fool.
Well, the thing is this, Scott. I got a lot of nerve to call you out now that you're a head coach somewhere when I've been doing nonsense forever. Now I'm going to call you out. Talk about hypocrite. That's why you don't ever call anybody out, and that's why you don't badmouth somebody in business.
I agree with you, but just say, really, you know, it could be all handled very well, and I think us as a general public would understand it if he would have just said one sentence, really, Nick, after everything that we've been through?
Yeah.
Really?
Really, Nick?
We would all know
exactly
what that means.
You darn
but,
right.
But don't be a crybaby.
Yeah.
Don't be a whiner.
I agree with that, Scott. That's a good point. Speaking of that, somebody not being a crybaby, Robbie's calling in. He's manning up. Robbie,
let's
good afternoon.
Let's go, Robbie.
Good morning, Robbie.
Yeah, who cares about the Josh Donaldson incident? Women's college softball is where it's at.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me, Robbie. That's funny.
Did USF pull it out last night, or they lost to Mississippi State?
USF lost. I like to see Mississippi State beat Florida State today.
Easy, man.
I like to see the Dallas Mavericks beat the Warriors.
That ain't happening, Robbie.
Beat the Lightning. No.
Wow.
It's going to be Miami Heat winning it all this year.
Okay.
Got to predict it.
Okay. They got a shot. I'm with Robbie on that one.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Take care, Robbie.
Take
you
care,
too,
Robbie.
Buddy.
Take care. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We're joking around about Robbie saying the Lightning were going to go down now. They're up 2-0. I hope we don't become complacent. That big game today. I if we can win this one, I mean, it's very difficult to win four in a row. I mean, let alone, you know, that. And can we do a sweep? The captain wants a sweep.
I said 4-1. I picked 4-1, and I'm sticking
with
it.
Well, I hope they come through. They're really playing well as a team. They're getting that momentum. They got a shot to three-peat now.
It's just 110%. We cannot get ahead of ourselves with this series. The first game, we have not outplayed them. I think if there's been 120 minutes of hockey, I really don't think that we've outplayed them by much at all. In this power play slump that they're in, it's going to snap. They're going to heat up because they have the talent. And maybe there won't be enough games left. But that's every time they go on the power play, I'm just very – it's going to happen.
I would say we did outplay them in the first game. Not the first period, but the second and third, we outplayed them.
See,
then the second game, I'd say I was pretty even the whole time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
so
again,
I'd still say, like you said, will you go 70 minutes to 50 minutes?
I think that maybe. I think a lot, even in that first game, I think we were getting outplayed, and just when the penalty, when they reviewed that goal and took it away from them, it just kind of totally took all the energy out of that team. And again, that's a huge testament to us being back-to-back champions because we have that mentality, and they're still a young team that can't get through.
You've got Vasilevsky sitting back there, and I'm not saying he's the greatest goaltender of all time, but right now,
he's making a case for
right now, he is playing like the greatest. You also have arguably one of, if not the greatest defenseman to ever skate in Victor
Hedman. At least in the modern era.
And so is there a power play? You know, you're facing two of the greatest defenders in your goalie and Victor Hedman, period. So is it the other team? Or do they have a lot to do with that?
No, that's very true. I mean, but, man, Scott, the Florida Panthers scored a lot of points this year, man.
Not against Vasilevsky.
No, he's on fire, man. If they go three-peat, man, that's going to be a heck of a thing to put on your resume.
Oh, absolutely. We just do. We got to still take it one period at a time because they're still capable of, but you know, a 6-2 win. If they win one here in Tampa, if the Panthers get one here in Tampa, then it goes back to their ice for Florida. Right. So it could very easily be where we're only up 3-2 heading back game six here at Tampa. You know, anything can happen.
Espo has just been classic. I am telling you, he is.
And the other guy on the goal the other night was absolutely insane. I mean, the 3-4 seconds left, whatever it was.
Now, if you get excited on that one, Josh, you guys like to pick on me that I don't like excitement. But when you win the game, then you can get excited. I just don't like the first period. You act like, oh, okay, man, relax.
Espo is hilarious. You know? He is just so. I mean, he's not, like we said before, he's not a color commentator. He's just a guy sitting. I've resigned myself. He could be sitting on his couch watching the game, and you're going to get the exact same. He is so funny, though.
Well, he's more of a coach with an edge. And that's where, you know, he comes across on the air. And it's good. I like it.
He's hilarious.
He loves the game, man. Thank God for Phil Esposito, or we wouldn't have a two-time champion chance for a three-peat. We wouldn't even have hockey in this town. So that's been pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
You know, Robbie didn't give me my props on Golden State either.
No, he kind of knocked you. He said, you know, that he's pulling for the Panthers to knock the Lightning off, Florida State
how
off.
How is Dallas blow a 19-point lead? Like that. That
little,
was
little
just,
chokage. Little chokage.
The Heat almost blew a 26-point lead last night. I mean, my word.
Now it happens. That's the thing about basketball. You get on that momentum and 3 points now.
They're starting to call it the National Blowout Association with the way that some of these scores have been going, because it really is. A team starts jacking up threes, they get hot in the first quarter, and the other team just kind of.
That's an interesting thing. Do you think it's good they came out with the 3-point shot or not?
Yes, it's good, but they need to continue to evolve it. The thing, and this is going to sound radical for a lot of people, but the corner three is closer to the net than the rest of the arc, just due to geometry or whatever. And so people make it at a much, much higher rate. I think they need to redraw the arc so that it goes to the corner of the court. So that, you know what I'm saying? Where you can't stand there on the wing and just wait till it gets dished out.
There's not much
to you.
Room there, Josh.
But I'm saying, but then you wouldn't have the corner. Literally, that one spot is like where Ray Allen hit the three to send it and all that. Like that one spot.
Oh, you would take the corner out of it, period.
Exactly.
It's 19 feet 9 inches to be precise. Know, right. If you go, so you'd make it, you got to be at least 21 feet to count.
Yeah. I think what people in this series, though, are not really paying attention to. We're used to Golden State firing up 30, 40 three-pointers a game. They are absolutely dominating the inside, driving to the hoop. They only put up 23 three-pointers the other team's, 50, 60, you know. Golden State's taking advantage of the size. They're not firing up three-pointers.
No.
And they're, you know, they're – But I don't see whoever wins this series, I see winning the championship. I've said it, and I'll continue to say it.
Oh, so you're telling
me – The West?
If Dallas upsets Golden State, they win it all.
I think whoever wins this wins.
I feel that way about the East.
Oh, no. I've said it, and I'll continue to say it. When Golden State has you spread out on the floor like they're spreading these teams out, they're unstoppable.
No, they haven't faced a team as defensively stout as Boston or Miami, though. Their defense is so good.
We heard that about Memphis. Memphis has the best defense in the league, according to stats.
No, they didn't. They were the best rebounding team in the league. Miami and Boston are elite on defense. Elite. They're a step above. And Memphis lost Ja.
How about the Magic getting the first pick, baby? Yeah, can they get a Shaq?
What are they going to do with it?
Can they get a penny? I know, man. Seriously, that's a great question. Should they probably trade it away, Josh? Do you see anybody out there that can turn this team around?
It's a short crop. Usually the NBA has a handful of like expiring free agents or like meaningful impact guys that are on the block and available, and it really doesn't seem that way this year. I don't know how much. But look, they've got solid some solid young guys, Wendell Carter, Jalen Suggs, so they could draft the other kid out of Gonzaga, Chet or whatever he is, and so you could team them up together. I mean, unfortunately.
I hope so. I just want to see him get competitive because it's rough, man.
But it's a little surge of hope. You know, they're going to get the top pick. They're going to do something with it. The first 20 games will be exciting, and then, injuries will come, and they'll lose 60 games again.
We're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll finish out the show. We'll have room for maybe one or two calls. 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern. But help is available. Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right. Thank you for staying tuned here on AM 860 The Answer. Josh Levinson, Scott Levinson, and myself, Patrick Hyland, bringing you a little sports talk here on a beautiful Sunday morning here in Tampa Bay. On Saturdays from 11 to 1, you can catch Out the Home Team with Paul Porter. We do a little weekend sports here on AM 860 The Answer, and we hope you enjoy it. Josh, I'll be on with the captain tomorrow morning from 5:47 to about 5:56, and we'll talk about what's going on in the sports world of this weekend. Who wins the PGA? Who wins NASCAR? And see if the Rays can pull off a victory. Speaking of that, the Rays, okay, and see if the Lightning come through. So, you know, we'll have a good little segment tomorrow, the captain and I, on this great station. Now, are there too many, you know, you were mentioning the basketball players having the rest days and things, 82 games. Is that too much for basketball, Josh?
It's probably too much. If you shrink it down, it'd make it a little bit better. You'd probably have a little
hockey
bit better.
Also?
Well, hockey, you don't have the resting and stuff because the guy, I mean, think about it, everyone plays. You know, the rotations, they're on the ice for, what, 2-3 minutes at a time, 20
True.
Minutes a game.
In that issue, yeah, but do you think they really need to play 82 games? Hockey, you know. Baseball, 162.
It goes back to what we opened the show with. Are they playing 82 games for competition reasons, or are they playing 82 games for financial reasons because you got to bring in the dollar bills?
Yep. Well, there you go.
And
but then that's funny, too, because then you have the NFL playing these Thursday night games, but we care about the player safety. You know, it's just so many things are so hypocritical. It's really offensive because it insults your intelligence. The double talk, the hypocrisy. We need it as Americans to wake up and stop it. Go ahead. You're grinning.
Well, yeah, because when you start talking about it's offensive and stuff, like, come on now. That would be where you'd say get thicker skin, don't be a snowflake, don't be so sensitive,
No, it's not sensitive. It's like, really? Really? You're trying to sell that? It's like more of a, I say it's offensive because you're insulting my intelligence.
Sure, they're trying.
Okay, so it's like, stop it already.
Yeah, they're just trying to make money. I guess for me, that's just how much, that's what everything drives our society by, essentially, it's the bottom line, it's profit, and so for them, it's clearly that's what they're doing, just kind of
How about we do it the right way? Is it that difficult? Well, because if you can do it the wrong way, you can do it the right way, Josh.
But the funny part about professional sports is that you're trying to convince a bunch of millionaires to compete for one little piece of jewelry at the end of the season, you know? At the end of the day, you know, they're going to be paid. They're going to be taken care of.
They get their bonuses. Yeah, they get more
But that's
money,
a very good point. Then, you know, it's funny you brought that up, Josh, because Charles Barkley and Shaq were getting into it a little bit, which is funny. And Charles is like, you know, you guys always mess with me not having a ring. Okay?
Wearing his Mavericks shirt.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? And it's like, you know, you guys, how many guys have a ring that, you know, can't even hit a jump shot, you know, barely made the team? So I think we put a little too much on the ring. And he made a legitimate point there. I was smart. I was like, you know what? Good point.
When I think, and there's levels to this stuff.
Sure.
You know, a guy that never makes an all-star team but has a really successful career earns a ring or two. It means a little bit different for guys that measure themselves against the all-time greats. And I think that's why Shaq and Chuck are so much fun. And then you have Kenny on there who knows that he's nowhere close. He was never that level caliber player, but he did his part. He was way better than 99.9% of the rest of the population.
Absolutely.
So it all
you know
depends.
Where you are.
I like what who was. Remember the old guy played for Boston? I believe he played for Orlando, Greg Kite.
Oh, yes.
You know, someone made that comment about him getting a ring with Boston or whatever like that. And it's funny. He's like, you go out to practice every day and let Shaq throw you all around and tell me you didn't earn it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, exactly. But to say that, you know, if you don't have a ring, you know, it goes against you, I think that's silly. I really do. And that's just my take on it. Obviously, I'm biased. I like Charles Barkley. I like Dan Marino. Those two stand out that never got the brass ring.
And that's the thing. If Marino had gotten the hardware, he would be held in a higher regard.
And I think it's silly.
Absolutely.
It's just
But it, that is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
You know, that
well,
is.
Yeah.
It,
no,
it,
I agree. I agree.
It really is.
Mr. Scott Levinson, are you a politician now?
I hope not.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear. But you're running for office to make Hillsborough County better?
I hope so.
There you go. And I what are you running for?
My life.
There you go.
Oh, I'm Commissioner District 1. And it's been an interesting week. Things are heating up for the primaries. I don't have one, but I'm seeing it with the other candidates. Getting a little chippy out there with some things being thrown around. But, you know, our city council here never ceases to amaze me. We got Mr. Goods with his more problems now. Like I said, I am a firm believer. You know, we always talk about sports. It's time to rebuild. It's time to cut your losses and rebuild. Well, I feel the same way about Hillsborough County and Tampa. It's time to throw out the old and bring in some new, because what we got right now just isn't working.
As Michael Douglas said to Richard Dreyfuss, your 15 minutes of fame is up.
Is up. up. And great movie, Annette Bening. Love that movie.
Yes, sir.
But again, we need to keep an eye on the ball, folks.
Yes. Get out and vote. Get out and register. Vote for what's going to be in your principles and your morals and what's going to be better for the country instead of the back pockets of people. Very important. I hope people wake up and get out there. Sometimes on these midterm elections, people don't get out. I sure hope they do. And it'll be here before we know. We're almost into June.
You're seeing around the country people, well, at least the R's have their percentages of voter turnout are way up as opposed to the other being way down.
Yeah.
It just depends what the races are. And it's like anything else. You're going to go to a game where both teams are, you know,
competitive. And you want to see what happens, and you want your team to win. Couldn't say it any better. Tampa Bay, God bless you. Be safe this week. Josh, thank you. Scott.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Much peace.
This is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.